Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Thursday, the 18th of June. A bit later today. Why am I just, I don't know, get myself organised. Ascot Day 3, bloodbath yesterday, wasn't it? I'll come to that in a minute. I've got a new diet. Yesterday, I managed to forget to eat completely. How can you manage to forget to eat? Genuinely, I got up about quarter to five. Did everything. Sam had her sister over doing some bits, and then I had a Zoom thing in the evening. Then I watched Man City Arsenal. I told you they'd stuff them. I was absolutely certain they'd get stuffed last night. We'll find out what they're all about over the next few weeks. I thought they'd get absolutely hammered. Lewis was a clown, wasn't he? But just City were a different gravy to them. Could have had 5, 6, 7, couldn't they? I said it in the morning. I thought they would get absolutely pulverised. Thought City were big price for the game. Where were we? We went upstairs about 10:30, and Sam said, "What did you have for dinner?" And I said, "I haven't had any dinner. Come to think of it, I didn't have any lunch, and I rarely have breakfast anyway. I'll occasionally have a bit of fruit, but I didn't have anything, so I had nothing to eat at all, and didn't even realise I hadn't eaten. There you go, new diet. Don't need any of this keto or any fads. Just don't bother at all. Ridiculous, absolute nonsense. How can you forget to eat? I forgot a lot of things yesterday. I forgot that the golf, and I've posted those on Twitter. So there's some golf bets on Twitter that's just teed off. I think just started the RBC Heritage. I forgot to mention that FTS Ultimate is open to the end of the season. That's available on the website. All the games, you got all the data already. You know, you get access to all the data that's there, 6, 7 years data, Poisson sheets, the whole lot. So you can have access to that, and then you'll get everything for every game for the rest of the season. That'll stay, keep that open for this week while Serie A gets going, and I'll close that down next week. So if you want to join Ultimate, if you're not a member, and see what it's about, you can get in relatively cheap to the end of the season and see how it goes. As I say, and ask on the forum, the guys are great on there, the guys who use it. So that is on the website. Under the menu, he says, because he doesn't know his own website. Under Betting Systems FTS Ultimate Membership. So in the top menu, Betting Systems FTS Ultimate Membership. If anybody wants to join to the end of the season, that's where you'll find it. Obviously, nothing obligatory, all at your own peril and choice. But good bunch of guys to help you out if you do want to. And today is the last day of the FTS Fantasy Dog League. Thanks all of you who've partaken. I haven't had a massive amount to do with it other than getting it going. Chrissy's spreadsheet set it up. Brian's been doing the results and updating every day. There will be a thorough data check of the results when we get the winner, but the winner will get Ultimate Membership for next season, FOC, and currently Blade Man Stan. I hope it makes up. I haven't seen it for apparently the debacle last night with goal line technology. I find it staggering, to be honest, that it didn't work or whatever. So I've seen numerous reports, but by all accounts, it just didn't work. Whatever the goalkeeper, the post or whatever happened to get in the way. I mean, how expensive could that be? Imagine if Villa stay up by a point or two, or Sheffield United miss out on Champions League football by a point or two, all because we can't actually give a goal when it's scored. I find it staggering. That's why I like technology, because I like the fact that if you score a goal, it should be given. That's my main view on it. And staggeringly, this thing didn't work, or I mean, I don't even know. I'd be interesting to see the review, but I don't know how nothing can be done in that circumstance. As I say, I didn't watch the game. I don't know. I've seen numerous things that VAR's not allowed to get involved in stuff like that. Well, why not? If it's over the line, and that's that one bit of technology's failed, use another bit to correct it, for goodness sake. I am assuming, I haven't seen it, but I am assuming it was clearly over the line. I've certainly seen nobody debate that. So, but Blade Man Stan is naturally a Blades fan. But I hope it all works out for you, Lee. I really do. Right, what else have we got? Yeah, so the Fantasy Dog Lead, that's what I was going. Yeah, he's leading. So we'll have the results of that tomorrow. As I say, there'll be a thorough data check. But thank you to everybody. I think some of you have really enjoyed it. Different approaches, people just having a full-on wagon up, trying to get as much as they can and going bust, thinking they could sail in front and win it. Other people taking a real analytical approach and going through it. Fair play to you. Yeah, so that is something that we may revisit. I mean, obviously we did it just because lockdown and there was no sport on, but we'll have a look perhaps at the start of next season, see what the football calendar looks like, and we may be able to do something. I think it's quite a good idea with a bit of dummy data for people to have a play around and get used to looking at data and trying to do things slightly differently. Right, let's do Ascot. I've put some horses on Twitter as always, but there's no Ascot qualifiers there. We've had a bit of rain, so it could be a difficult day today. Might see some non-runners across the country, and just be careful as always. Caution is advised. 1:15, three I like, one up in the head of the betting, Maori Knight, and then a couple at nice prices, Yahayeti and Cepheus, ridden by Jim Crowley, who's already had a decent week. In fact, I got Jim Crowley a few times today, not through wanting him, just that's how it's panned out. So the 1:15, Maori Knight, Yahayati and Cepheus. And then the 1:50, Regal Reality, Crossed Baton and Fox Tie. Again, Fox Tie up near the head of the betting at 2 at half decent prices. Regal Reality and Cross Baton. 2:25, I've just got two, which are Final Song and Molotham. A couple of nice sort of prices I like, about 8, 9 to 1. Final Song and Molotham. 3 o'clock, I've only got two. Again, both single figure ones. Golden Flame and Bright Devil. Frankie and Washin Murphy. Good young talent, Washin. 3:35 is The Stayers, which is Stradivarius. So, again, a horse I'd like to see win. But at odds on, I'm not going to be getting massively involved. But I've got a couple that I like at prices to give him a run, if you like. And that are Nayef Road, which is currently 19, Ryan Moore's mount, and Cross Counter, James Doyle's mount at 15.5. You may just want to leave the race and watch Stradivarius. You may want to back those place only. But Nayef Road and Cross Counter are my opposition, if you like, to Stradivarius, but I do expect him to go and get the job done today, and let's hope that he does. Another winner for Frankie if he does. That's the 3:35, and then we've got 4:10. 4:10, I have got three at double figure prices. Well, Betfair Carlucci's 10. So it's 9 to 1 in effect, but we've got Star Cat, currently 17.5, Dubai Mirage 22, and Calusi at 10. That's in the 4:10. And then the lucky last, the 4:40, three big prices. Get out of jail stakes, this one. Odyssey Girl, Onassis, and Wejdan. Odyssey Girl, Onassis, and Wejdan in the 4:40, all at reasonable prices. And so that's it for Ascot. So just run through them quickly again. Maori Knight, Yahayati, and Cepheus in the 1:15. Regal Reality, Crossbat, and Foxtail in the 1:50. Final Song, Malatham in the 2:25. Golden Flame, Bright Devil, 3 o'clock. Nayef Road, Cross Counter in the 3:35. Star Cat, Dubai Mirage, Carlucci, 4:10. Odyssey Girl, Onassis, and Wejdan, 4:40. At your own peril, good luck if you play. Hope some of you have had a good Ascot to Bath yesterday. And we then have some foosball today. I have got, what have I got? I've got a first half goal bet in Sweden at 6 o'clock, Häcken versus Malmo. So for 0-0 on 22 minutes, Häcken-Malmo. Drip laying, 25 minutes, drip laying a first half goal, Häcken-Malmo, 0-0 on 25 minutes. And also Boa Vista Setúbal, same bet, Boa Vista Setúbal, 0-0, then drip lay a first half goal, Boa Vista Setúbal, again 25 minutes ish around then, drip it in 25 to 35 minutes. So Häcken Malmo and Boa Vista Setúbal, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock respectively. That is that. Right, that's it. I'm off. I'm gonna leave you to it. Have a good Thursday. Enjoy Ascot, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning after we've done the football process. And tomorrow night, the great Spuds take to the stage, don't they? Isn't it dreadful without any crowd? Isn't football without crowds absolutely awful? I mean, that sound through flipping Sky. Rubbish, because it doesn't go with the flow of the game, so absolute nonsense. And then you turn it over to the dead silent bit, and that's rubbish as well. I turned the volume right off because I can't even bear the commentator, so I just sat and watched City paced Arsenal in silence. Beautiful. Right, have a lovely Thursday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.